Hello, my name is Kayla Kappa. Today my topic is about sexual harassment. In my opinion, sexual harassment is making inappropriate comments about someone else's body and making the person feel uncomfortable. Sexual harassment is bullying of a sexual nature or unwelcome or inappropriate promise of rewards in exchange for sexual favors. The difference between sexual harassment and sexual assault is that sexual harassment is when someone is making a comment about someone else's body, and sexual assault is when another person touches someone else's body when they don't want to be touched. Sexual assault is a sexual act in which the person is physically forced to exchange against their will. It is also defined as non-consensual sexual touching of a person. 79% of victims are women, 21% are men. 51% are harassed by a supervisor. The reason why sexual harassment is wrong is because it makes people feel uncomfortable and ashamed of themselves. Many women these days are reporting sexual harassment and sexual assault, like the Weinstein and Gomeshi cases. Today I'm here to interview Tanessa. Tanessa, thank you for being interviewed.
Thank you for having me.
What is the difference between sexual harassment and sexual assault to you?
I feel sexual harassment is where you're commenting on somebody's body or rating their body or comparing it to another person. And sexual assault is where you force somebody to do something they're not ready for, or you drug them to do something they have no control over.
Have you ever seen someone get sexually harassed or assaulted?
I've almost seen someone get sexually assaulted.
What did you do about it?
Well, I seen one of my friends were in a situation she had no control over, so I pulled her out of it.
Have you ever experienced sexual harassment or assault? Only if you are comfortable answering the question.
I've experienced sexual harassment.
What does sexual harassment do to other people?
I think it can lower their self-esteem, make them feel like they're not confident, or make them feel like their brains don't matter. Like, they can feel like it doesn't matter that if they're smart or not. It's all about their body. But I do really feel that a lot of girls feel that, but they're not. They're just a piece of meat.
How does it make the people feel who are going through sexual harassment?
I think they get upset about it because it's like a lot of people don't want it just to be about their bodies. They want it to be about how smart they are, what they can do without their assets.
Thanks, Tanessa, for being interviewed.
Thank you for having me.
Thanks for listening to my podcast on sexual harassment and sexual assault. My name is Kayla Kappa.